Accent Help Texas. Now what I want to do is get a little bit more into the placement and the intonation. So we're going to talk about primarily West Texas and East Texas. So again, the West Texas stereotype is the drawl. It's a little bit more low and back in the mouth. And I will also say that it may feel like it's a little bit slower. It may also feel like it's a little bit flatter and not quite as expressive. And it may also help you to think of it being sort of a hard life, that sort of hard ranching sort of life. And that may help with this low, flat, and slow. Even if you go up more in pitch for somebody and they've got something more up here, notice how it's still got more of a dragging and slower quality to it, more of that West Texas. And the West Texas thing that may happen is that you end up getting a little bit of that drawly drag on things, and it may feel like when you stress, you're kind of bending some pitches just a little bit. So now, in stretching, you're going to bend those pitches now. Some people say they sort of add an extra syllable to words, and that's what's happening with that on-glide and that off-glide. It's also what's happening in a lot of other sounds as well, but that's one of those big elements, and it may feel like you're going to kind of bend those pitches, which is quite different from the East Texas. So West Texas drawl, low in the back, and it's bending those pitches. Whereas the East Texas, the placement won't be so low and back. It's going to feel like it's more high and forward. So we're going to go back to that sort of H. Ross Perot cartoon version of this accent again for just a moment. And it'll turn into more of the twangy element rather than the drawl, low and back, going up twangy and high and forward. Now, twang for a lot of people feels like it's nasal. So it's going through the nose. If I plug and unplug my nose, it changes the sound when I'm letting the sound go through my nose. But I can make this twangy sound without it going through my nose. I'm just plugging and unplugging my nose, but you couldn't necessarily hear any difference there because it wasn't going through my nose. It was still going out through my mouth. So the way that happens, it's a vocal element that happens more in the throat, changing the tone of the voice, but it's not about the sound going through the nose. So a lot of people will describe it as nasal, but it's not actually nasal. It's twang is what I want to call it here. So that East Texas twang, it may feel like a very high and forward placement. Say yes. So now bringing it all the way up there, it may feel like it doesn't tend to be quite as slow. It won't tend to be quite as flat, and it may not feel like it's quite as hard. Instead of having that sort of bend that I talked about for the West Texas bend, you may feel more like you got to bounce. Like it's going to bounce around a little bit more like you're dealing with a heartbeat monitor here, where it's bouncing up and down. Especially when we're talking about this H. Ross Perot stereotype there, going super twangy. Or if we take that same thing, going with that super twang, but I actually opening up my resonance instead, but I'm still taking it up there. So even though I'm not quite as twangy maybe sounding as I was, you can definitely still hear that twang as opposed to that West Texas drawl. So going with that twang, that's more that East Texas sound. And notice how I'm tending to bounce around a little bit more with my intonation. And that placement is definitely higher and more forward, as opposed to the West Texas drawl going back and down. And notice the bend of that down. Now, let's apply this West Texas, first of all, this West Texas placement, low and back, and that drawl and that bend and that slower intonation and the flatness of it. Let's apply that to this monologue for a moment. So repeat after me, going West Texas. I've never asked you to say or do anything that'd compromise your relationship with your folks. So don't you go trying to put words in my mouth. So notice how that's sort of going along a little bit more flat. It's kind of happening on a somewhat more even level. Even if I get up a little bit more excited, notice how it's not necessarily bouncing around so much. It doesn't feel like it has that same sort of bouncy freedom to it. Instead, it's got a little bit more drag on it, a little bit more of this drawl. I invited you here to spend some more time with your cousins, because they miss getting to see you and the rest of your family. I figure we could both just let sleeping dogs lie. So notice it's got a little bit more of that sort of bendy quality to it. I figure we could both just let sleeping dogs lie. It's sort of waving along, not bouncing around. And it's got a little bit of a drag to it, a little bit of a drawl to it. I figure we could both just let sleeping dogs lie. So really feeling that low back, that drag to it, I think that's incredibly important for you to find with this West Texas, without dropping it back down into your throat, but just bringing it low in your resonance to find that. So open up the low end of your voice, even if you end up going up more, but finding more of that low placement so it doesn't give into that twangy part of the East Texas. But now if we do give into that more East Texas twang, let's go cartoon for just a second, let it bounce around, go really high and forward with that placement. I've never asked you to say or do anything that'd compromise your relationship with your folks. Don't you go trying to put words in my mouth. Now let's back out of the cartoon just a little bit. Still find that definite twang quality to it, but now I'm going to open up my resonance more, but I'm going to keep that twanginess to it, and I'm going to try to open it up and still let it get bouncing around. I've never asked you to say or do anything that'd compromise your relationship with your folks. So don't you go trying to put words in my mouth. I invited you here. Here to spend some time with your cousins. Because they miss getting to see you and the rest of your family. I figured we could both just let sleeping dogs lie. So notice there's more of a willingness to kind of go up and down in pitch. I figure we could both just let sleeping dogs lie. Getting to see you and the rest of your family. Getting to see you and the rest of your family. Going up and down more in pitch in this East Texas usually than in that West Texas. See you and the rest of your family. See you and the rest of your family. See you and the rest of your family. Tends to be a wider pitch range that's covered with this East Texas, which is why I think it can feel like it's bouncing around a little bit more, why it's that heartbeat monitor. Now again, we're dealing with the stereotypes of East and West Texas, not the way that everyone happens to be, but these are the things that send that signal, oh, this is an East Texas person, or oh, this is West Texas. You can certainly go for something that's a little bit more in the middle, where you're not definitely giving them a sort of message that you're, you know, from the east part of Texas or the west part of Texas. And in fact, you may end up being, if you open up that resonance, you may give into more of that North Texas thing. Well, hey there, Bobby. If you give into that, there's your North Texas. Although it doesn't actually have to go all the way to a cartoon. To pull that off, you can just let that resonance be a little bit more open. A little bit less of that definitive low and back thing going on, or that really high and forward thing. Instead, it's just sort of a more open, a little bit more in the middle between those two things, and that tends to sound a little bit more like that North Texas. It's just a little less distinct. But when working on this initially, I encourage you to go almost cartoon whatever direction you're going, so that then you can back off later. It's a lot easier to back off a little bit later in the process than it is to try to go a little bit further. If you're wimping out too much on taking on these sound changes and this intonation and the placement, if you back off on that too much, you're never going to find it. So go for this full on, at least initially.